There are two types of return of premium options available on a critical illness contract. One is return of premium on death, and the other is return of premium on surrender or termination of the contract. Return of premium on death is simply the return of all premiums paid should the insured die prior to making a claim while the policy is in effect. Return of premium on termination or surrender gives people the option to receive back the money paid for the insurance coverage prior to the end of the agreed-upon contract, but usually only after a specified period. The only caveat for this option is that people must relinquish the coverage. Return of premium on surrender or termination can be a very attractive option, especially if one is fairly young when they purchase a critical illness product. Since life is unpredictable, it is conceivable that one may never make a claim on a policy or need the money that was paid returned at some point in the future. It is costly to add this feature, and whether it is needed or worth it depends on everybody's particular circumstances at the time of application. Generally speaking, return of premium on death is not an attractive feature. The additional cost per thousand is more expensive than simply purchasing or increasing their personal life insurance if they wish to protect against this concern. The only time return of premium on death is a consideration is when a critical illness policy is corporately owned on a key person and the corporation wants to recapture all monies paid for all eventualities. Speaking with a competent insurance professional will allow you to appreciate and understand these seemingly complicated products to help you decide what coverage is right for you.